Hello, everyone, and welcome to part one of the eighth and final Buzzwords. Buzzwords is a live discussion and game show featuring two interesting people and bottles of booze hosted by Jeff Kamen. This week's guests are Courtney Algeo and MJ Johnson. They'll be discussing their areas of expertise at the start of each half of the show. There are words each person is not allowed to say. If they say any of the words, they must drink. Not all of the words are in play at the same time. The words rotate at random and are displayed behind the guests for the audience to see. If a participant happens to use one of the forbidden words, you'll hear a sound as well as what forbidden word was mentioned. For example, if the forbidden word baby is used, you will hear the following.
Baby.
Now, on to the show.
My name is Jeff Kamen. I'm the host of Buzzwords. We also have Art Allen here, who is the producer, director, and mastermind behind the keys. And he does the fun stuff. And Kyle Della Hunt over here, he is recording this. We make a podcast out of this show. It is on iTunes. That's the way you can count and see that we've only actually done eight shows. But the trick is we make them two podcasts, so it feels like you guys are seeing two shows. Because actually, it's going to be like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde up here with these two. You will see by the second half, they're probably going to be different people that you might not even recognize. But you'll just be glad you got on their comp list early, because they won't remember you after this. So let's meet our fine contestants and explain the way this game goes. Our contestants have words projected behind them, and these are words that they are not supposed to say, and if they do, you guys make a noise, like, I don't know, say like a crowd, like, buzzing sound. What would that sound like? Yeah. I like more of a, like that. Yeah, something like that. So you guys make that noise if they say one of the words that is projected behind them. They don't know what they are. They'll probably learn them as they go and then try to think of some synonyms to get around that. But every time they say one of those words, they have to do a shot. And we're both doing Jameson tonight, or is that
Jameson?
Yeah.
Yep.
They do a shot of Jameson Irish whiskey. However, there also is a Russian roulette aspect to the game, because not all of these are whiskey. Some of these are fake shots. They're tea. So every once in a while, there's a little palate cleanser. And we're certainly not hazing them. We're not forcing them. At any point, if they need to tag out or tap out, or if, you know, if this starts to droop on one side or something, then we know something must be wrong. Then it's totally okay for them, you know? This is not a fraternity party. We're not hazing them. We would, you know, like to see how they change if they've had a few beverages. So, you know, hopefully, you know, they say some of the words and you guys buzz them, and that happens. And we're going to learn about a couple of topics. So Courtney Algeo is representing the topic parenting. She is a fairly recently new parent. And we'll hear about her and her parenting adventures. And MJ Johnson is representing the very, it's such a great just plain beard, or bearding, or the beard, right? Or just having a beard.
Bearding is the correct term.
Bearding is the correct term. See, we're already learning things, because we're all gonna learn something tonight too. So bearding is the correct term. Courtney, is parenting the correct term, or did I say it wrong?
No, I think you said it perfectly right. You could say it fancier if you wanted to.
How do you say it fancy?
Parenting.
Parenting, yeah. All right, yeah. I like parenting. Courtney, can you Courtney, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell us about your day job and your dream job, and what made you a parent?
Details.
I mean, I guess I've got hand gestures for all of those, but I'll use my words. So I'm not here on behalf of, but I work at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, doing their email and social media. My dream job might just be sitting on stage drinking whiskey, so I feel like I'm auditioning for that job right now.
Fantastic. That's great. Well, you might be in the lost episodes.
Yeah.
And we haven't gotten to yet.
And how I became a parent, well, Aaron, wait, are we starting?
Yeah, we started. Yep.
Not iced tea.
Not iced tea. All right. First one's a winner.
How I became a parent. Parent. God, already. God damn it.
How I Became Your Parent, coming this fall to CBS. Wouldn't watch it. Unless you were in it. I would totally watch it.
I became a mother.
Mother.
penis and vagina.
You want to just try a couple out? Just throw them all out there real quick.
I think we're done here.
You need a little break?
No. Couple of those.
Okay, we got
tea.
Your day job, your dream, how you became a parent. Well, so tell us, you have a son.
I do have a son. His name is Orion. I always have to say,
yes, it starts with an O.
I have to say Orion, like the constellation, because people think it's O apostrophe Ryan all the time.
Oh, the classic Irish O apostrophe Ryan for a first name. Oh, he's a fine Irish lad, Orion.
Well, actually, in the hospital, the nurse was like, "Oh, Ryan, a nice Irish name," and I was like, "No, it's like the oh no," she said, "a nice like you know classic name, not classic Irish name," and I was like, "No, it's like the constellation," and she goes, "Oh, a modern name."
No, and so before you even left the hospital, there was just like this distaste for what the decision you've made. And did you like it? Was that nurse like your least favorite? You know how you have like a nurse that's like, that's the nurse we don't want. And then they're like, this nurse is great.
Well, we could tell
all
because
all nurses are great.
We could tell because her badge said RN McBitch Pants. So.
And you're like, oh, a modern name.
Yeah. My father. My father-in-law is a comedian, so he's actually worked it into his last set. So it's like he talks about the name and how we might as well have named the kid Orion, like the constellation.
Orion.
Chugging along. And so the rest of the joke then for him is, at least they didn't name him Grand Mal, like the seizure. I'll tell him that it killed here.
We should get your father-in-law to open for the lost episode of Buzzed Words. He could do a tight five on seizures. What are our topics tonight? Classic names and seizures. That'd be awesome. All right, we'll come back to you. You seem like you got a good head start.
Yes.
Good. MJ Johnson.
Hey, hey.
How are you?
Doing great.
MJ, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your day job and your dream job, and maybe what the MJ stands for?
Sure. I work as a wine and beer consultant. That's my day. Oh.
What?
What?
No. Yeah, beard.
A wine and beard consultant? Hold on.
Wine and beer.
Did somebody think I work as a wine and beard consultant?
They go hand in hand.
You're like, this... Not this. Okay, a wine and beer consultant.
Yep, and then my dream job would be to travel the world and win facial hair contests.
All right.
I thought I was going to drink on that one.
All right.
But that would be it.
And you've won some contests already.
Yeah, I'm the current state champion, current national champion, and current world champion.
Congratulations on those championships. Do you have a thing that you wear, a belt, or is there something you put in there that let people... Do people know when you walk in the room that you're the current champ?
Well, they give you a medal, but it's so big, I actually couldn't wear the medal. They couldn't fit the rim around my head, so I just kind of keep it in my pocket, so nobody really sees it.
Awesome, awesome. Do people want to, like, challenge you, like, when you walk in? They're like, ugh. You know, they like walk up to you and they want to like rub their facial hair up near yours and kind of.
Sometimes. There's a lot of facial hair battles. Some people want to do the beard dap.
Beard.
I was told one of these is 151, or was Al just or Art just messing with me?
Oh, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Do you wish it was?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Okay. I like it. You like a competition.
I'm into that.
All right. Okay, so you walk into the bar and someone wants to challenge you right away. Do you feel like people look at you and they want you to explain yourself? Or,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's your deal, dude? What's going on?
Yeah, you get a lot of... my favorite question I get when I walk in is, where did you get those? I don't know. Sometimes I tell them Walmart.
I was going to say.
I've done that, yeah. But that one's tough to respond to. But another one of my favorites is, I really like your... And they do this hand signal because they don't know whether it's a beard or a mustache.
Yeah.
Beard.
Oh, that was a double.
Mustache.
Yeah, that's a double. That's a double. The word weather was up there. Awesome.
Yeah. So then also the other one I like is like kids, they're pretty into it. They're kind of surprised when they see it.
So you have children also?
Yeah, I have an 8-year-old.
Now, wait a minute. This isn't fair. So you could have been the expert on parenting too.
I wouldn't go that far.
But Courtney, what do you know about beards?
Actually, my husband is in the same beard book as MJ. Yeah. Oh, beard. Wait, those are my words too? God damn it.
You were speaking when it was up on the topic. Your husband is in the same beard book? It doesn't work this way. I like it though. I was like a ship was coming in. You're like, anyone, Willie? I threatened to do it for the last show, but it's in the Lost episode. It's a reverse, and I'm the one who's completely wasted, and all of the words are just at me. Can't wait to see it or hear it. iTunes won't carry it. It's a whole fight. It's a whole thing. We'll get into it later. But no, so your husband is in the same beard book. What book is this?
I'm not going to say the title.
Oh, okay. Would it be good for a book club?
No, it's like a picture book.
A picture book?
Yeah. It's pictures of guys with robust
facial
follicles.
There you go.
Facial follicles? Okay. Yeah. I like it. You're learning well. Really well. So... What have been some of the biggest challenges for you as a fairly new parent? How old is Orion?
He is 8 months.
8 months now. Mm-hmm. How has your life changed over the last 8 months? What's maybe the biggest difference of being having Orion out into the world now for the last 8 months?
Well, for one, I'm on stage getting drunk instead of at a bar.
Are you saying that the kid got you this gig?
It's who you know. I'm getting I'm getting far fewer Z's.
Yeah.
Oh, fancy.
I'm seeing a lot more Dookie.
Okay.
There's a much wider range of smells that I'm trying to get used to. Just don't owe that. Like, it's gonna get worse. But, you know, it took a while, but, like, there is this bottomless well of, like, joy, you know, that you do feel. So I've got much more joy in my life, but far fewer video games, so it's kind of a trade-off.
It is a trade-off. Are you excited for when he'll be old enough to play video games with you? I mean...
Yes!
But then you're going to be like, oh, I'm limiting your screen time, right?
I'm a little nervous that what's going to happen is I'll be like, what's that game you're playing? I don't understand. Your brain connects with it? Because it'll be the future. So it's like, I don't understand this technology. That's my biggest fear.
That is your biggest fear?
That and like a submarine coming up underneath me in the ocean.
Oh, a submarine of all things. Not a shark, not like a giant squid. Like, it would be like a Russian sub all of a sudden. Would it be like an Indiana Jones kind of thing with you on it? Or, I mean, what would happen then? So now the submarine is under you.
And I'm like, oh shit. Duh.
Duh is right. Did you get, you know, when you were pregnant and everyone is giving you advice, right? And there's just from left field, anything's coming at you. Did you get pieces of advice that were just so crazy out there that you didn't take it and then maybe you needed it later? Or are there things that people, you know, I mean, what has worked for you? What hasn't? What have you found? Like, do you have a style? Are you an attachment parenting kind of style? Are you Ferberizing this kid? Like, you know, what's going on?
Originally I was like, well, we will never cry it out, ever. It was actually mostly me crying it out. But now we let him cry it out, and he does a lot of good self-soothing and falls asleep mostly like a champ.
Sleep.
Is it champ? Is that... and, you know, a lot of people talked about the amount of like shit that you will see, and I was still not prepared.
And you mean actual feces? Yeah.
Actual, like I don't. Yeah, not like
not
I'm
like
seeing
I'm
some
shit,
shit
like a nom,
yeah,
but like yeah, the, yeah, literally.
Literally, yeah. Yes. And people say that, and you're like, whatever. That's yeah, like just something parents say to be funny, but like it's actually not funny.
No, no. Have you had some classic diaper mistakes or accidents? Did you ever get like peed in the face or like the?
Never peed in the face. I did get a text from my husband once, though, of like a picture of a blowout. Like we did. There is a lot of texts that I hope no one sees. But I will
Instagram it. Yeah.
What filter would you use for that?
Something to compensate for the brown. I don't know. I'm not a color theorist, but. So
your husband takes pictures of really great dookie and
sends it to me, and I think like on that day
look
I was like
I almost stepped in like yeah, that kind of stuff.
no stepping in, thank God. But it's not a puppy, you know. But I had asked him like, hey, let's go on a date this weekend, that'll be romantic. And he sent me a picture of this horrible blowout and was like, I never want to do anything ever again.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
And he never did.
And you haven't had a date since then?
Yeah.
Oh my
actually,
gosh.
No.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna let you sit with that for a second. Yeah. Really, that's really sad. And he's not here tonight. MJ, can you tell us what bearding is? Can you describe can you define the term bearding?
Yeah, it's people growing, sculpting, styling, and then showing their facial hair on stage for judges in different categories and trying to be the most magnificent one.
Do you does the beard sell itself, or do you kind of is there like a model walk to it? Do you have do you have to worry about the rest of your presentation, or is it all in here? I mean, yeah. Do you feel like they focus on this, or do you like little?
It's different. There's different competitors do different things. Some people have particular moves that they do on stage.
Do you have any you could show us right now?
I don't. I rely on bribery.
Okay. Do you have any you could show us right now?
I got a couple 20s. It usually costs a little bit more than that, but.
Well, so some people do a move.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And
like
that works for them?
The beard fluff at the end of the stage.
Oh, like a hair flip?
The
like,
hair flip for,
really?
For full beard natural.
Oh. Beard.
Fluff? Was that? You don't do anything like that. You don't dry, you don't touch it?
No, I do. Sometimes I do a little East Coast swing on stage. It's a little two-step if there's a song, and then they're pretty impressed with that, and hopefully they give me a couple extra points.
Okay, excellent. You don't want to show us a little East Coast swing right now?
I'll show you. This is my patented move, but all right.
It works great for a podcast. Oh, oh yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like it. There was a balance to it. It did. It drew some attention.
It's mesmerizing.
It felt as though,
yeah,
there was a weight to each side that kind of was causing that to happen. I like that.
1-2 rock step.
Oh, that was good. Courtney, did you think of the last time you had a date? Is it okay? Should we text him right now?
Actually, probably.
Why don't we text him something from one of the bathrooms in here and say, let's schedule that date. We're even.
Then he's going to think that I like my fetish is to like have a date where we poop. That's very Miranda July. We'll poop back and forth forever. The same.
That's
poop.
Right. That's right. Send him those emoticons.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you didn't respond to the other one, did you?
What, about the dates?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think we had like an at-home date. We we rented a movie on iTunes. A lot of stuff is VOD right now. could probably tell you what's new streaming if you'd like to know.
That's fantastic.
What was your response to the text, I never want to do anything again?
Yeah.
I think I was just shell-shocked because it was horrible.
I understand. It's hard being a parent, especially a new parent, yeah. Get
yes.
That back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna help tonight.
Thank you.
We're gonna make that happen. Nice.
Can I ask questions to like the audience about how to like deal with teething?
Sure. Yeah, I can tell you about currently teething with a puppy. You know, I used to deal with teething with kids. You know, because I'm one of those people that believes it's just the same. It totally is. Just get a puppy. It's just the same.
You yeah. did outside say it's like having no, a toddler, and I wanted to be like.
I know. No, but so because we thought we were done with kids, but then you get a puppy, and then some of the stuff of having a kid comes back, like you know the potty training and stuff like that. So there is that
shit everywhere.
Teething. Yeah. It's tough. But you guys will get it back. It'll be like DOD, date on demand. You know, you can have it at home, like you said. You can totally, you can dial those things up. It'll be fun.
Will I have to pay Apple like $9.99?
You might. They'll get a cut. Yeah. And the ghost of Steve Jobs will be like present in the room.
Too soon.
Too soon? Yeah. Really? Let me know when we can make these awesome Steve Jobs references to being on your date. Do you have, like, let's be honest, what's been the most embarrassing, like, parenting story you've had or something you're willing to share with us? You know, we've all had them.
God.
That are parents, that is.
The most embarrassing? I think, like internally embarrassing or, like, you know, being out in public and he's crying or something?
Whichever one works for you. I think you went with internally embarrassing and I felt like that's where you wanted to go.
Well, like, so I was out at brunch with a friend recently at Heyday, and that place is great, but they've got these, like, marble tables. And the baby, baby.
That was a great, enough about the baby already!
My little dookie bucket. He was sitting in his high chair, and he dropped his toy. And without thinking about it, of course, what's he going to think about, I guess? But, like, he leaned forward and, like, hit his face on the table, and he got a black eye. And, like, the looks I had to get from people after that day where I'm walking around with this, like, 8-month-old with a black eye was, like, terrible. I mean, it's not like, you know, I didn't... You know, yeah, but he learned, and so that's... the goal of life, right? Lessons.
It is the goal of life.
Yes.
To learn. Yep. I'll go with that. MJ, what's your goal in life?
My goal in life is to just keep partying on, have a good time. It's pretty easy.
You have an 8-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you hope that he grows up and takes over the father's business? Maybe does a little East Coast mustache swing?
I'd be down for the East Coast. I asked him if he wants a beard, and he says he doesn't. So,
beard.
Did you ask him if he wants one? And he's like, Dad, I'm 8. Such pressure.
Yeah, he's not into it. He likes mine, but
yeah.
He doesn't. He feels like he doesn't want to grow one.
He's young, right?
He'll learn.
Yeah. Someday he'll appreciate it, right?
Maybe.
Now, is this your regular constant style, or is this something, do you change up? I mean, how long, like,
no,
I don't
this
know.
Is,
like,
yeah, this is pretty much, it's called an imperial partial.
An imperial
facial hair.
Partial, okay.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Imperial.
But, yeah, I do some freestyles, but this is normally it. The hardest parts of it, I get this question sometimes, and it's true, you lose some peripheral vision, about 30%. Changing lanes is difficult on the drive over here. You don't really see much out of the side. A couple of my friends think it's funny. They try to flip me the bird, and they leave it right here as long as they can until I figure it out. I think that's pretty funny.
You could probably beat him in most video games, too. You know, that.
I often think I'll be like the worst first-person shooter character ever because there's a permanent out-of-focus fuzzy thing here. And you can't see out of the side, so you just get mopped up at, like, Call of Duty or something.
Okay, so you've listed a few of the cons. What are some of the pros, though?
The pros are it's the ultimate icebreaker. You meet a whole bunch of people that you wouldn't have talked to in life, and they'll come up and drop a sincere compliment or a sincere insult on you, but you end up talking to them either way.
Are there celebrities in the bearding world?
Yeah, I got to meet the guy from ZZ Top. He was one of the judges at one of the beard contests, and I thought that was beard, wasn't it? If I don't get caught, I don't got to say it or drink. Okay, so I met the guy from ZZ Top, and he was awesome. He was trying to. He asked me how I styled like this, but it was at the end of the contest, and I was pretty wasted. So I was having a hard time explaining it, and he thought I was leading him down the wrong track, and he grabbed it and goes, "How'd you do that, man?" And I was like, "ZZ Top just grabbed it. That was awesome." So.
Weren't there two guys that had, or was there only one?
I met Billy Gibbons. I've never met the other guy, but there were two. And then the drummer's last name is actually a buzzword. Otherwise, I'd tell you.
I'm not sure what his last name is. That's right. It's not about ZZ Top. That's cool. You don't have to say it if you don't want to.
It's his last name's Beard.
Oh.
Beard.
And he's the one without a beard or without a good beard? Is that?
Yeah, he doesn't have one.
That band should be called like ZZ Irony or something. Right? That's just amazing.
That'd have been good.
Who knew? Do you feel, like you're just a piece of meat up there? Like you're just being judged by everyone?
Sometimes. Yeah, it's closer to a dog show.
You feel like they're not really, there we go, back to dogs again.
They parade you out
Shout
there.
Shout out to Mars, and, yeah. That must be rough. You feel like people don't see you for who you really are. They just see you as a beard sometimes?
Most of the time, actually, yeah. If I'm not styled up, nobody knows who I am. So
what? When you're not styled up, is it like Yosemite Sam or what?
Yeah, it kind of looks like that.
Okay.
It looks like a full one, except the middle is missing. And I get that question, is like, what does it look like in the morning? And it's bad news. One side is completely flat, and then the other side looks like those trolls on the end of a pencil, like when you do that. Then my wife actually, I'll be sleeping, and I hear the phone cam clicking, and so she's like taking pictures. Like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm putting it on Instagram. I'm like, ah, nice.
Wow, you're not even safe in your own bed.
You're not safe.
You are. Oh my gosh. So do you go out of the house? Like, okay, so if you have like a bad hair day, you can throw on a hat or something, right? So how do you, can you leave the house with it not fully styled and be okay with it? Like, what might you do?
Well, if you, you got to comb it out, but and then use like an oil or some kind of conditioner, whatever. I used to use like my wife's conditioners for her hair, but that didn't go too well because I kept taking it all. So now I have my own specifically.
Do you have a product you'd like to recommend right now?
Yeah, it's called... I personally use Dream Beard, beard oil. Oh, it's not on there anymore, huh? Okay. That's what I use, Dream Beard. It's a great product for your beard. It's an awesome thing.
Beard.
But to get it styled up, I use Mohawk hairspray.
Okay. Mohawk hairspray. It's not just for Mohawks anymore?
Not anymore.
They could totally use that. They wanted to. How's it going, Courtney?
Great.
Did you like your little break?
Yeah. Can I ask him a question?
Please do.
Did you ever use like egg whites?
I've been asked that, but I've never done that.
Yeah, because it's...
I guess some people do use that for Mohawks, but
yeah.
I always thought it would be kind of sloppy or weird, or I wouldn't want it on my hands, so I just use hairspray.
What I love is that your like facial hair doesn't make it look like you would be upset about having egg yolks or egg whites on your hands.
I don't know. I'm just a little bit too gooey. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Do you find that your facial hair also, it makes it as though you have limited emotions or facial expressions perhaps? Because can you get like super mean or angry at somebody and they'd be like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. I get told it looks like a permanent smile. So if you're like trying to be like salty at somebody and they'll be like, dude, come on. It's ridiculous. So just don't even try.
You're like the Joker of facial hair.
Permanent Joker. Yeah.
Again, he's not a piece of meat. This is a real human being up here.
I have emotions once in a while.
He gets out of bed like everyone else in the morning. He just has to spend a lot more time before he leaves the house.
It takes forever to
dry. But so does a parent with a kid, right? I mean, it's hard to leave, right? You're packing everything up, and you just want to go somewhere, and then you forget something, and you have to come back. It's not easy, right?
That's correct. And a lot of my friends who are here will attest to the fact that I hate when people are late. I hate it so much. But now, I'm fucking late to everything. third biggest fear, I guess.
Is being late?
Yeah. Well, not anymore. I kind of overcame that. It's like immersion therapy.
But you don't excuse the people who don't have a kid excuse for being late, right? Or now do you understand all lateness?
It's like I don't give a shit about anything anymore, honestly.
Except Orion.
Except Orion and my date nights with my husband with VOD.
That's right. And the ghost of Steve Jobs. It's so funny. I was going to ask you what you're afraid of, and I meant like sort of in a parenting way, but you came up that whole submarine thing. I don't know that we can even, it's even worth going any farther there. So do you have a babysitter that you would never use again? Are they here tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a yes. I don't know.
It does. It sounds like they're here tonight.
No, I think, you know, I might have left the baby for like 5 minutes in front of...
baby.
In front of an episode of South Park or something, but probably wouldn't do that again.
Okay. So you wouldn't have Trey Parker and Matt Stone as babysitters ever again?
Yeah, probably not.
You know, I remember we were so like, oh, they're not going to watch TV for so long. And we would, you know, not let them look at it and turn them away from that and stuff. And then at a certain point, you're like, I could use a few minutes of you staring at Sesame Street or whatever it is. And then you're like, and you can watch it for this many minutes a day. And now you're like, oh, how many minutes have you watched already today? Well, I guess you should probably stop now. And now... when they're 8 and 10, they wake up before you and they play video games before you're even awake, and you come downstairs, you go, how long have you been playing this? And they say, a few minutes, and you go, really? And then you could check, and it says the amount of time the game was played, and it's always longer than what they said. Well, so you have that to look forward to.
I think that like by the time Orion is my age, the singularity will have happened. And so much of their lives... The singularity... No way.
Just the.
Oh. Wait, am I drinking or not?
Yeah, it is time to drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if you want to. I mean, if you want to play the game, like non-parents play it, you don't want to show that you've changed so much.
So I'm just saying there will be a lot of screens involved in his life in the future.
A lot of screens, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to avoid those anyway.
Right.
Right. We're going to be on screens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that new Johnny Depp movie.
Yeah, and the Ghost of Steve Jobs.
That no one saw, apparently.
Right.
I didn't see it either. I mean, it's not on VOD, so.
Well, we've really gotten an idea of kind of the plane that you're living on, the VOD. I'm, you know, you can get this on iTunes for free after. So you'll be able to get this. So you can have a date night in.
So
in,
like LOD.
And you and Bob will be able to listen to it together.
Yeah,
with Orion in the room. And you'll do earmuffs a couple times.
That's awesome.
It'll be adorable, yeah. You're 8-year-old.
Yes.
Do you have any parenting advice that you'd like to impart to this 8-month-old parent versus an 8-year-old parent?
Well, I got a whole bunch of advice when I had a kid, and I kind of like filtered a bunch of it, and then the only one that I really liked was try to do a good job today, because that makes it easy.
Oh, live in the now. Yeah, do it today. Yeah, there's a little bit of that though. Like you kind of fucked it up yesterday.
Right.
Try to do a good job today.
Just start over. You get all day today.
Good morning. Try to do a good job today. And it's like that. It just depends on how you say it. Yeah. Now again, with this, maybe however you say it doesn't matter so much. But
it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Try to do a good job today.
I think that's how it was directed at me, and I took it differently.
Try to do a good job today.
Try to do a good job today.
Okay. Courtney, how would you say it?
Try to do a good job today. That's not much different. I don't know. There's like only one way you can say that like a dick.
So it's kind of dick advice.
Depending on how you say it.
It was like, from my grandma, so thanks a lot. No, I'm just playing.
His grandma, who is only available on VOD... in the singularity on a screen now, so I hope that you're happy. Try to do a good job today, Courtney, at the podcast. When you left tonight, was Bob like, try to do a good job.
Because, yeah, try to do a good job not drinking is what he said.
How's it going so far?
Not great.
No?
No. Oh, no, okay? It's going great, but the not drinking part.
Have
not...
all of yours been real so far?
I'm not telling.
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
We have so many guests that fake it on this show. It's...
They fake being drunk?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They brought up fake vomit. They've done...
Shut up.
Oh, great.
Go back and listen to all the old episodes and try to determine who is real and who is fake drunk. Oh, right, Art?
Oh, yeah.
He knows.
Fakes.
Yeah. That's, we're not going to take it anymore.
We're not going to take shots of whiskey anymore?
No, we're not going to allow any more fakes.
Oh, well, and good thing, in time for the last episode. Yes.
This is why we got canceled. We didn't get canceled. An insurance company suggested. The network said... We have more lost episodes than real episodes. You guys, you got to do something differently here. How are you sleeping, Courtney?
Not great, Jeff.
No? Not right now?
Yeah, not great.
Is anyone getting sleep in that house?
My neighbors certainly aren't. They are not.
Do you have neighbors? Do they complain? I mean, are they passive-aggressively Minnesota complaining about it?
Yeah, I was going to say, we live in Minnesota, so they're not complaining.
What are they doing? Are they doing things like titling their Wi-Fi, things like... I believe there's a couple of options here. Dave Loves Titties is one of them. I don't know if anyone's on that one. That's or stuff bad. Like, we can hear you having sex. We were talking, you know, there's great Wi-Fi names that are available. Do they do stuff like, your kid is a brat? Is there Wi-Fi or anything?
No, but recently there was this like drip coming down from our upstairs neighbors. And I was concerned about them. Like maybe their bathtub was overflowing and they had a heart attack or something. So I went up and knocked on the door. Their toilet had overflowed and was dripping down into our apartment. So whether or not they did that passive aggressively is kind of up for debate. But actually that same guy helped me carry in my baby safe coffee table that I bought today at IKEA. Cause I was outside like wearing the baby, trying to like bring this like 60-pound coffee table into the house.
And he's upstairs just flushing, yeah. flushing, cramming the paper, the leftover boxes from your thing. And he's like, oh, I got you now.
Talk about
I
a dick
the idea
move.
Of someone being so Minnesotan passive aggressive, they're just gonna flush you out, to literally flush you out of that apartment with you and your non-sleeping baby.
Yeah. I wouldn't put it past him.
They're like, you like shit, huh? I've seen your Instagram.
Like, yeah. Like I've had my fill, guy. That makes it sound like I'm eating it. I'm not eating it. Okay.
You did really good right there. You didn't drink at all.
Yeah. It's really good. It's really good. Actually, it is a really good time for us to take a little break. Okay? Maybe get a little water. Maybe hit the restroom. We're going to collect audience questions. So fill out the cards that are at your table. If you don't have a pen, we'll bring you one. And then we will bring up some of your questions for part two. Thanks, guys.
All right, that was the first half of this Buzzwords and where we are going to leave off with this podcast episode. The next episode will include several questions posed by the live audience, as well as a reversal where the contestants will have to answer questions about the other's area of expertise. To find out more information about Modern Antics and their many and varied events, head to modernantics.com. For more about Jeff, check out booksandbars.com. And to find out more information about this podcast or any other podcast or blog on the Math is Hard Network, check us out at mathishard.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again soon.